This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey, it's Josh. Don't forget about our friends at Aqueduct Plumbing Company. That's Billy and Mary. They are awesome people, and they will take great care of you for all your plumbing needs. They are who you need to reach out to. Nobody does it better in the Houston area. So reach out to them, 281-488-6238. 281-488-6238. That is the number. And, of course, the website is aqueductplumbingcompany.com. They do it great. They're awesome. They're at your disposal. Shocker of all shockers, everybody. Shocker alert. Grant Wall was not murdered by the Qatar government for supporting gay rights. Whoa. Hold tight, everybody. Whoa. You mean to tell me that the internet was wrong? You mean to tell me liberal media people were wrong? You mean to tell me the people who were desperate, so desperate for this man to have died because he supported gay rights and the government of Qatar did something to poison him or kill him or they put something in his Cheerios? All of these ideas that people had. You mean to tell me that this dude just died of natural causes? What? What? You mean to tell me he wasn't assassinated for speaking out against the Qatar government? What? You mean to tell me the wacko media people who were helping perpetuate these ridiculous, absurd conspiracy theories, you mean to tell me that they were wrong? What? Yeah, that's right. Now, here's some details about the autopsy and everything from Grant Wall. Now, this is from the doctor. Grant arrived home Monday, December 12th, and this transition was handled with the utmost care and sensitivity. This was an international matter that required coordination from multiple agencies domestically and internationally, and there was full cooperation from everyone involved. Our sincere gratitude to everyone involved in repatriating? What the hell word is that? Repatriating. Okay, I'll go with that. Repatriating Grant. In particular, the White House, the U.S. Department of State, FIFA, U.S. Soccer, and American Airlines. An autopsy was performed by the New York City Medical Examiner's Office. Grant died from the rupture of a slowly growing, undetected, ascending aortic aneurysm with hemopericardium. Hemopericardium. The chest pressure he experienced shortly before his death may have represented the initial symptoms. No amount of CPR or shocks could have saved him. His death was unrelated to COVID. His death was unrelated to vaccination status. There was nothing nefarious about this death. I also enjoy that the only things that they considered the nefarious angles here were COVID and vaccination status. If you believe that the vaccine might have done something to this guy, then okay, that's nefarious. That's a little out there. That's a conspiracy theory. That's nefarious. If you're one of these Yahoo mainstream media schmucks that comes out and says he was killed because his brother is gay, then that's nothing. There's nothing off about that. But it's suggesting that COVID or the vaccination status could have killed him. Well, that's just there's nothing nefarious here. And it all started because his brother, I don't want to rip the dude because his brother had just died. He's being irrational. But like, here's my first issue. My first problem I have with someone, when someone dies in their family, why is your first instinct to run to social media? And I don't know that it was his first instinct, but it was one of his early instincts because it was early in the process that this dude ran to social media to intimate that he didn't believe his brother died naturally, that his brother was killed. Something happened, and they talked about how he wore the rainbow shirt and he they were detaining him for a while. I don't believe my brother died naturally. Now, keep in mind, his brother keeled over in a press box, yet somehow we're to believe that he was brought into a dark room with one bulb and had a bag over his head and was decapitated, the way these people talked about the dude. But his brother goes to social media, which is his first, second, or third instinct. It wouldn't be my 15th instinct to run to social media to post a video about how I think my brother was assassinated or murdered because he supports gay rights. But that's what this dude did. Ran to social media, made sure to let everybody know he's gay and that his brother supports gay people. And he thinks that the Qatar government or somebody did something dirty to this guy and they are responsible for his death. Now, of course, yesterday his brother had to come out and say, well, I no longer believe that's the case. Nothing to see here, folks. I'm just going to back up. Everything's fine. Hey, how are you? Everybody have a good day. I'm still gay. Hey, but yeah, you have a good day. Brother love gay people. Hey, be blessed. And no one calls him on it. And no one calls these media schmucks on this. And social media doesn't demand that people who went out and pimped this bullshit narrative, nobody demands that they be removed from social media for misinformation. Oh, it's the people that have responded to me today about this, some of them have said, well, I mean, it was completely logical to think that a guy that was so outspoken about gay rights in a place that doesn't like gay people, it's very logical. Wouldn't have been my first move. Dude died in a press box. Basically, what happened is you had a bunch of people who listened to the irrational ravings of his brother, said, you know what? This sounds like it fits a narrative that I like. It fits right into that world of, hey, it's still tough to be gay in this world, and let's run with that. And it became, this guy was a hero. He supported gay rights. He wore a rainbow flag on his shirt, even though he knew it was going to be an issue. He is a hero. This is incredible. I am blown away by this. I can't believe FIFA put the World Cup in this horrible country. It's terrible. The people there are terrible. Blah, blah, blah. By the way, they were allowed to be racist and judge people and xenophobic. And they were allowed to be xenophobic because, this guy was probably taken out by these evil people who wanted him dead because he supports gay rights. Because, trust me, there was xenophobia. I mean, it was all, well, this is a horrible place. I can't believe FIFA would allow this to go down in this country. This is a terrible place, blah, 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 blah. Now, if you say the China virus, you were a piece of shit. If you say, hey, this guy was clearly beheaded because he supports gay rights and Qatar is terrible, then, oh my God, that's not xenophobia. There is a double standard that exists in the world. The double standard is these wacko, left-wing, mainstream media people are allowed to run to social media and convince the world that some guy who died of an aneurysm was actually assassinated by the Qatar government because he liked gay people.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
But if some wacko right-wing guy goes and starts touting, I don't know, COVID conspiracies and vaccine conspiracies and pro-Trump shit, that person should be banned for life because that person is spreading misinformation. These people are full of shit. And there's a double standard that allows them to get away with it. If you are somebody who went to, now, to be fair, I don't believe either side in reality should be punished for this. You should be allowed to go and speculate. That's what the world is. You should be allowed to question. That's why we have Dateline and all this shit. Like, we sit around, we watch, and we speculate. That's what we do. We like to sit down and go, all right, early in this episode of Dateline, I think, I'm curious, but I think that person's suspicious. That's what we do. That's who we are as people. You should be allowed to question things. However, only one side is allowed to question things, and their questions are considered good investigative work because something seems nefarious here. When a right-wing person goes to social media and questions things, they are a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist, and they must be stopped. And if they are not stopped, then we are all in jeopardy, and the future of the democracy is in jeopardy, and we are in a whole mess of trouble. We're dead. We're donezo. We're gonzo. That's the double standard. If you go out there and you say something like, well, what about Hillary? Oh, then you're just a conspiracy theorist. Oh, you talk about Epstein. Oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist. Hollywood creeps. Oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist. If you go online and say that the soccer writer died because Qatar people had him bumped off because he supports gay rights, that's just, it stands to reason. My other favorite thing in all of this was the idea. This was my favorite. 49-year-old people don't just die. Yeah, I think they do. I mean, Mike Leach is 61. Is there a huge difference between 61 and 49? I don't know. But 61 and 49 is like, what, a 12-year difference? So 49-year-old people do not kill. But 60-year-old people can just die. That's normal. What age does one have to be for their random death, their instant death, to be, oh, okay, that's not weird at all? Like 80, 70, 60, 50. What do you have to be? Oh, but this guy was 49. 49-year-old people don't just keel over and die. Yeah, tell that to fucking Pete Maravich. You guys know the Pete Maravich story, right? So Pete Maravich was in his 40s. He was 41, I believe. Wasn't playing basketball anymore. He was out of the NBA. He was 41 years old. Actually, technically he was 40. He had turned 41 yet. So he was 40 years old. And, you know, he'd been out of basketball for a while, kind of went out, found Jesus. I think he was an alcoholic at one point in his life. He had a bunch of vices, had a bunch of issues. And later in life, he stopped drinking and started getting into more religious stuff and did yoga and all sorts of stuff, tried to get healthy, right? Well, he started playing basketball just like in pickup, right? So, I guess it was in 87 or 88, sometime in the late 80s, Pete Maravich was playing basketball at a church in Pasadena, California. And he was feeling pretty good. He was out there balling. He told a guy right before he keeled over that, hey, I'm feeling good. This is great. Playing basketball. Basically, it's been said that like 2 minutes, 3 minutes before he died, playing basketball, feeling great, told the guy that he was balling with, hey, I feel great. He said, I feel great. And then died like a minute later. And he died playing pickup basketball of heart failure. How did this happen? Wow. Figure this one out. He had been born with a missing left. I'm looking this one up now to be sure. But he was born with a missing left coronary artery, a vessel that supplies blood to the muscle fibers of the heart. His right coronary artery was grossly enlarged and had been compensating for the defect. He was 40. 40-year-old people don't just keel over. Healthy 40-year-olds don't just keel over. Well, somebody thought that Pistol Pete was healthy at one point, and it was something that nobody saw. And he keeled over and died playing pickup basketball. He was 40 years old. Oh, but 40-year-old people don't just keel over and die. Well, 49-year-old people don't just keel over and die. 40-year-old people don't just keel over and die. Like, it amazed me that that was allowed to be the idea. Like, oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. 49-year-olds don't just die. Bullshit. How often do you hear a story of a guy that's in his 40s, 50 years old, very healthy, eats well, lives right, rides his little bicycle every day, he's got the Lycra shorts on with the pad in the ass, got his helmet on, wears like a full-on cycling suit when he goes for a bike ride, leaves and never comes home, they find him laying next to his bike because he keeled over of a heart attack riding his bike. Oh, but he was totally healthy. Yeah, everybody thinks they're totally healthy until they keel over and die. But not everybody has the story, well, this is that something happened here. 49-year-old people aren't just allowed to die. They just don't die. Yeah, they do. And I'm fine with you questioning that, but don't be bogus. And anytime somebody questions something from the opposite side of what you believe politically, don't call it bullshit and fake news and misinformation. And then when you do it, it's, well, we were just trying to get down to the bottom of this. We had good intentions, and there was reason to believe this. There's reason to believe a lot of shit if you really dig deep. A lot of the bullshit you consider to be conspiracy theories. You're all full of fucking shit. That's the biggest issue you run into. But the guy died, as it turns out. He died of a heart issue. Shocker, I know. And his wife has come out and said, cut the shit with the conspiracy theories. His doctor, the coroner, everybody said that this was not nefarious. And even that, I look at a comment from somebody on that post that I was reading. Well, you know, coughing can cause that to happen. And they got him, oh my God, shut up. And I'm totally fine with conspiracy theories. I enjoy them. But somewhere along the way, conspiracy theories have gone from coast to coast AM and people are always questioning to you're fine to question as long as we're on the right side politically. Otherwise, you're a cocksucker and should be muzzled. And I don't like that.